Baptism, one word, three syllables, from the Greek baptizo, meaning wash. In English, it means the process of immersion, submersion, or emergence. But what's the purpose of it? The purpose of baptism, as stated in Acts 2:38, is to receive the remission of sins. Also in Mark 16:16, it's to save you. In John 3:3-5, it talks about being added to his kingdom. Also in Romans 6:4, it says you're going to gain newness of life. But also in Matt 28:19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." It's a command of God. Since God has spoken this clearly about the purpose of baptism, how can anyone say that it's not a part of salvation? If we want to be saved, we must be baptized. Only after we have been baptized can we be saved. You know the purpose, you know how, and you know it's a command. So what exactly is stopping you? If you please turn with me to Acts 8, verses 35 through 39. This is the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, and I'm sure most of you already know it. It reads, "Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?' And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing." Nothing stopped him, so what's stopping you? This story is talking about hindering when he wants to know what hinders me from being baptized. Here's water. Well, I have a personal story, kind of, and it's about my big brother. Most of you know him, David. Well, a little over a year ago, he encountered something very life-changing. He was shot under the right arm with a 9mm handgun, and he broke ribs and punctured his lung. He was a very good kid. He goes to church. He's very involved in the youth group, but he wasn't baptized before that. He was hindering. Soon after he recovered, he realized what he had done wrong or what he was doing wrong, and he was baptized, of course. But what if he didn't make it? What if he waited too long? Things like that can make you think. I said the word hindering. Well, what's hindering you? What's holding you back? Could it be your spiritual desire? As stated in Psalms 63, verse 1, it says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Also in Luke 6:21, it talks about being hungry for the word. Do you not have eagerness for the truth? As stated in Acts 13:42, it says, "As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told to them the next Sabbath." They were begging to hear more. Also in Acts 17:11, it's talking about how they received the word with eagerness, talking about Paul and Silas in Thessalonica and how the Jews received the word. Do you not have receptiveness? In Job 22:22, God says, "Receive instruction from his mouth and lay up his word on your heart." He wants you to receive his word and write it on your heart. In Proverbs 4:20, he says he wants you to be attentive to his word. Maybe you have a lack of understanding. In Acts 22:16, it talks about the design. Well, the specific design of baptism is to wash away your sins. In Ephesians 4:5, it talks about the act. Well, there's only one act. It says there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You might ask, who can be baptized? Well, in Mark 16:16, it says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Many, many mistake that you can baptize infants. Since infants don't have the capacity to believe, they can't be baptized. In John 12:42, it's talking about Isaiah and the people in the synagogue. Well, the people Isaiah was talking to didn't confess because they were afraid that they were going to get kicked out of the synagogue. Also, in Acts 24:25, Paul's talking to Felix, but Felix said to come back when it's more convenient. Also, in chapter 25, throughout, Paul talks to Agrippa, and Agrippa said he was almost persuaded. All these men knew what to do, but none of them did it. Those are things that might hinder you, and those are some examples. Well, if you overcome what might be holding you back and confess your faith, a reward is sure to come. Christ promises in Revelation 22:17 a quenching of your thirst. Also in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, he talks about fulfilling and supplying every spiritual need. And of course, another reward is heaven. He says in Revelation 21, 1 through 4, he will wipe away every tear, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. He talks about rest in Hebrew 4, verses 9 through 11. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 8, it says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7 through 9, he says he's going to give relief to those who are afflicted. But not confessing your faith and being baptized will surely lead to punishment. If you do wait and if you aren't baptized, it says in Isaiah 48, verse 22, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. You have no peace, no rest. In Romans 6, verse 23, it says you're giving up life for death. It just doesn't make any sense. And most importantly, hell is probably where you're going to end up. It describes hell. In Revelation 20, verse 14 through 15, it says there's a lake of fire. And in Matthew 10:28, it says eternal destruction. Not my favorite verses, but one of the verses that speaks to me the most is Matthew 8, verse 12. It says, in that place, talking about the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's so descriptive. And like, why would you give up life for death? Why would you give up such a good place for weeping and gnashing of teeth? And in Luke 16:26, it says that there's no hope for those who are in hell. So what's stopping you? Why would you give up rest, life, and a crown of righteousness for a lake of fire, eternal torment, and a hopeless place? Stop hindering. It's your choice. You know what baptism is, you know how to be baptized, and you know the reasons which might be holding you back from not being baptized, but you also know how to change that. So I ask again, what's stopping you?